Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. It depends on what side of the world you is at when you are listening to this episode, babies. I just want to start off by saying thank you to you for choosing to tune into Tea Time with Effie and Babies. Do I have a surprise for y'all today? Babies, when I tell you it's been a long time, coming. Y'all know that song. I can't remember the rest of the words, but either who, let us start off before I introduce today's episode. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me on your earphones, you might even be in your car having me on the surround sound, or in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in with Tea Time with Effie. And without further ado, let's dive right in. So babies, like I told you, I got a surprise. We got our second guest for this season, but the original, Auntie Licious. Hey, Auntie Licious, what's good with you?
Hi, Effie. How you doing, baby?
Ooh, I am blessed and highly favored. And I am so glad that you agreed to come back to Tea Time with Effie, especially after we done had you last time speaking about these trifling ass men.
Child, I forgot about that shit. Let me tell you something. I've been smoking all of that weed. I'm just feeling high as a kite. I'm so tired. I feel tired like a mule.
Auntie Licious, I told you need to stop smoking that shit.
That's the only thing that works, baby. I'm telling you, these pharmaceuticals that the doctors prescribed, it didn't work no more. So I gotta take your pop for fast, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever works for you on Auntie Licious shit. So babies, yes, y'all heard it. Auntie Licious is here again today. And the topic for today's episode is entitled The Art of Letting Go. Mm-hmm. Can we say it one more time? The Art of Letting Go.
Let it go.
Yes, thank you, Auntie Licious. Now, babies, when we speak about the art of letting go, there's so many different scenarios where you have to let go of something or someone. But I decided that for this episode with Auntie Licious, we're only going to focus on two topics. And the first one being letting go of friends and family members, which is very difficult at times. And then also letting go of a past lover or a past person that you done had something romantic on with. Okay. So, Auntie Licious, how would you prepare yourself to let go of somebody in your life, either as a baby, as an adult? What would you do?
Child, you're going to have to ask me that question again, because what I'm thinking about is you only got two topics. What about the other one? Can debt collectors just let your debt go?
Ooh, Auntie!
They've been calling me. I've been giving them the false address all the time. I didn't understand what the hell going on.
Oh my God, Auntie! Yes, babies, y'all heard it here on Tea Time with Effie. Auntie Licia say, don't just speak about letting go of family, friends, and ex-lovers. The art of letting go of a debt collector. That is what Auntie feels like we should include in today's topic. So, Auntie, speak about debt collectors. How do you get rid of them, if you can?
Well, I've been an auntie. Mm-hmm. I've been an auntie for a while. And ever since I was an auntie, I started downloading these new apps, and then it was Pokemon Go, and then mm-hmm. it was Truecaller, baby.
Oh, yes.
It's like you can see if it's clientele or wish you well. Mm-hmm. Let's not tell. The most important thing for me was that app. Once I downloaded Truecaller, mm-hmm. I let him go.
So what you were saying to us is you done blocked their numbers.
Correct.
Baby, y'all heard it here first. If you're struggling to get rid of that debt collector, download Truecaller on the Google or Apple Store app and block the numbers of the debt collectors who's trying to call you Auntie Licious, you crazy as hell. Okay, so babies, it makes me think of how would I, you know, prepare myself to let go of somebody. So I think the best thing is going to do to start off with getting rid of somebody that you've been in a relationship with. Now, I remember in my past, I always used to hold on tight. Babies, the relationship can be toxic. It can be crazy. It can just be something that you know is not of God. But I used to hold on to that man because of fear of being alone. Until I done grew a little bit older and I decided, bitch, how you gonna be keep holding on to this man for all this time when he don't deserve your ass? Doesn't mean that you have an inferior complex because of the fact that you are scared of being alone? Or what does it mean? I'm trying to ask you, Auntie Licious, what would you say to baby Effie holding on to a man who not treating her well?
What I would say is, if you're thinking about a rope, hold on to a rope. What can happen is to your hands, it swells up, it gets red, it gets blue. When you let go, it can heal. So that is what you need to do. Yeah. When it comes to that. What was the question?
The question was, what would you say to, but you actually answered it beautifully. What would you say to little Effie who's holding on to somebody for all her life?
And that's the thing. You see, it's so easy for one to tell somebody else, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. So for me personally, what I've done been through is, it really is an art to let go. Because you can't just switch it off like a light or switch it on like a light. But yeah, it's your emotions, it's your feelings, it's that takes over, and that is what prevents you from getting over. So you kind of need to think about, use your mind over and over and over and over until you can let go.
Oh, thank you so much, Auntie Licious. Y'all heard it here from Auntie Licious today. She said, when you are planning to let go of somebody or something, you need to train your mind to first let go of the emotion. And that will allow you to let go of the person so much easier. Not that it's an easy thing, but y'all know what I'm meaning. Shit. Anywho, Auntie Licious, on the topic of, okay, let me ask you. Would you like to first speak about letting go of a past friend or family member? Or letting go of a past ex? Because I want all the tea.
Okay, you can ask whatever you want, but you know I ain't shy. I might be high, but I ain't shy.
I'm delicious, you stupid as hell.
Thank you.
Anywho, okay, so let's go off of the assumption that you had to make the difficult choice of letting go of a friend that you held dear to your heart. How did it end? And what did it take you to, you know, put your foot down and just be like, you know what, I got to go?
When you taxified, what is taxified?
Taxify.
Oh, I am intoxicated. The toxicity.
Yes.
That is what I eventually realized, that the toxicity. That is when I started feeling choked up. I couldn't breathe anymore around a particular person or in a situation. And that caused a lot of anxiety. So if I'm constantly feeling that way, and I'm asking this one and that one for their advice and everything, and I'm trying everything, and I've tried everything, and like, sometimes you just try and you try. And that's where I told you, you're holding onto that rope, you're getting bruises all the time, you cannot breathe, you're choked up. And that is where you escape for a moment, and once you get a breath of fresh air, that is when you can say, you know what, I want more of this, and that is how you can let go. That's how I let go. But it takes a very, very, very long time, especially if you know that there's people in your life who's just there for seasons or reasons, but whatever.
Yeah, thank you so much, Auntie Licious. It actually makes me think of... there's one particular friend, we're not very close anymore, but we are okay. We had a very strong relationship, very strong, and something had happened, and at that moment in time, it was best for the both of us to let go of that friendship. Lucky enough, with time, we done got more mature.
Amen.
And grew up a little bit, so we was able to reach out again and, you know, just start talking and whatever the case may be. So, thank you so much for that, Auntie Licious. And going over to letting go of somebody that you done thought you was going to grow old with. Say, for example, you had a past lover. How do you let go of that?
That's a hard one, because when I start dating, I choose the person chooses me, we end up a couple, and I'm hoping for marriage. Because I don't just date, you know, jumping from flower to flower or anything like that. Shout out to my hoes. You know, I did back in the day. I ain't gonna leave y'all out. But you're getting involved with somebody, and when that doesn't work out, that's hard, because I always say, when you look at death and you look at life, the one is, okay, I'm letting go of somebody that I love, but I have to, because there's no life there anymore. Mm. So you're putting that person 6 feet under, but the memory lives on.
Mm.
So that's hard itself. And when you need to let go of somebody in your life that's you're still in love with, and that person is still alive, and you feel like you can still do something, eventually it's not, if you're gonna push too hard and too long and the love is no longer there, or the intimate love, because it's different types of, you know, you need to let it go. And if you're open to be friends, that can happen. But if you keep pushing, things is gonna come out ugly, to turn out ugly, because you start to become desperate and you do things that you never thought you'd start doing.
Mm-hmm.
If that answers your question.
Thank you so much, Auntie Licious. So what Auntie Licious is saying, it's a little bit more difficult to let go of somebody that you've been in a relationship with, especially if you saw yourself growing old with that person. Somehow, in a sense, I am able to agree with that, because if I think of one of my exes, and y'all know I've been talking on him on this podcast since episode 1.
I was going to say since the dinosaurs walked the earth.
Since Tyrannosaurus Rex was walking this earth.
We were all rooting for you.
Everybody was rooting for us, but our love did not stand the test of time. Ooh, shit. Look at us. Look at all. What is the word?
Philosophical.
That's the one. But philosophical. Philosophical. Yes, yes. I tell you crazy. Anywho, yes, so it makes me think of this person, Kevin. And it took me a long time, you know, to really let go. I had to build up my wall. Then I had to understand that this relationship has had its better days. Just, you know, coming to that realization that you are going to be okay and you will be fine without him. Maybe y'all just came, like Auntie Licia said, some people just come into your life for a season. Maybe he just came into my life, you know, to make me a little bit stronger within myself. Or whatever.
Winter normally does that, baby.
Ooh, the shade of it all, Auntie Lee. But anywho, yeah, like I said, very difficult to let go of somebody that you really love. But once you do it, most of the time you end up being so much more happy than what you might have been in the last year.
And that's what the test of time is. Mm-hmm. That is getting through that and being able to survive and say, I'm okay, I just need me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. Not being afraid to be alone.
Exactly. There's two totally different things. If you're walking with the hand of God, yeah, I'm going to preach.
Ooh.
Shout out to my hoes. Oh, wrong turn.
Ooh.
As long as you have something to believe in, you're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're never lonely. Yeah,
true.
So to say.
True. That is true. Okay, Aunt Delicious. So let us get straight into this. I had, while I was busy preparing this, you know, topic, Remember, I told you a long time we were speaking. We said that we was going to do this episode.
And I rise that day. Was it today?
No, baby. It was probably about 3-4 months ago. The first time that we spoke about it. But either way. So what I had done was I had done some research about how other people, you know, get through letting go and whatever. Mm-hmm. And what I had done come across was the TED Talks. I don't know if you heard of the TED Talks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You see that teddy bear, he talks. And when he talks and he takes his puffs, I take my puffs too, baby.
Crazy as hell. Anywho, so I went on to this video and it was a lady was speaking on there by the name of Sharon Murray. And what she had mentioned on this episode of letting go of people or things in your life, she said that there's 5 ways to let go of things. Now, I'm not going to say what her whatever reasons was, mm-hmm. but let's use those 5 and have Auntilicious maybe be able to let us understand that in the way she understands. You catch my drift, Auntilicious.
I'm catching your drift. I just feel like you're interpreting everything that I'm trying to say in such a better way. I don't know. I'm sitting up there. I'm seeing this crowd over here. Down for your notes. It's amazing. You an artist?
Auntilicious, you crazy as hell. Anywho, so the first way to let go by Sharon Murray, she said, let go of taking things personally. What do you make of that, Auntilicious?
Oh, that just struck a chord.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I have never mastered in my life. Mm. It's because everything that I do it personally. I do it from my heart. I do it because it's important to me, because I care.
Mm.
And even when it comes to your job or your relationships, you're doing it because you care. And that is personal.
Mm.
Going to work, they say don't take things so personally. But when you're there, you want to do your job the best. So if you're not doing a good job, how are you going to take it? Are you, you know, I'm a robot. But that's something I'm still trying to work on. That's a constant thing where you need to work on yourself and say, you know what?
Mm.
It's not necessary for me to feel something about what is being said.
Mm.
It's just work, or it was just a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Auntilicious. She actually broke it down just a little bit. She said that there's 2 ways that can teach you, you know, to stop taking things so personally. The first thing was what, according to her, you know, realizing that it's their issue and in no way reflects on you.
It's a clever hoe. What did Amy?
Shara Murray.
Oh, Sherry Number. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love Sherry.
Beautiful answer. Hey? Just coming to the realization that it's their issue and in no way reflects on you. Then the second one she said is, if people aren't giving you what you want or treats you badly, most times it's their problem and not yours. So she was just breaking it down a little bit more.
Exactly. So somebody actually just told me a week ago, it's, if somebody's got a problem with you, it's their problem. That problem does not belong to you.
Mm.
And that's something that we grew up knowing. But again, it boils down to when you're in that situation, you have nowhere out because you're feeling something. And that's why it's, you know, for me, it was always, if I said one day I'm going to write a book, it's going to be called Art of a Matter, because sometimes you just get and say, you know what, I can't wake up sad.
Mm.
Unless you're depressed and on medication, it's a different case.
Mm.
But as long as you can help it, if you can walk, walk. If you can talk, talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Auntilicious. The second way to let go by Miss Murray, she said, was learning to let go of what other people think. And I think this pairs in perfectly with the first one, but it's also very tricky. What would you say, Auntilicious?
You see, the thing is, I don't care what people think about me, but I do mind.
Yes!
I do mind. If I really never thought, I would I would have done a lot of disrespectful things,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't necessarily correspond to my values.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I don't really care. And if the person thinks, you know, certain things and our values doesn't align, that person doesn't belong in your life.
True, true, true. Thank you so much, Auntie Licious. She said she broke that down just a little bit as well. She said, there's a rule in business that apparently states 10% of people is going to hate what you said. Mm. And that's okay. 80% will be indifferent. And another 10% will be your fans and who love it. And it actually makes me think of something that Dr. Leaf said, that our brains are taught to focus so much more on the negative because the negative is not of God. You know, on the frequency, I can't remember everything.
And the negative is, it's a critique.
Yes.
So you need to work on it. You constantly, your mind constantly tells you, okay, you said that about me.
Mm.
Let me work on it. Or how could you have said, so you can be the victim here. You can work on it. You can empower yourself, mm. you know, for that particular situation. Is it worth it? Is it worth having that conversation? Do you need to argue your point?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much, Aunt Delicious. The third reason to let go by Cheryl Murray was letting go of being something that you're not. Now, first of all, Auntie Licious, before I ask you, how? Okay, so she tried to tell us, let go of the idea that you are something that you are not. But what if I believe within my spirit that I am Madonna? How am I going to teach myself to get that thought out of my mind?
All you need to do is constantly, and I'm talking about constantly, look at your ID book. Then I'll tell you exactly who you are, bitch.
Ooh, Angelica, you know what? You don't even need to break that wall down. That one makes sense to me, shit.
But there's no harm in not dreaming. You can always dream.
Yeah.
And you can be Madonna through your art,
mm-hmm.
you know, your drag. You can be Madonna through sketching.
Mm.
You can be Madonna through doing some interior or exterior designing of your house,
mm-hmm.
to embody.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to resemble her life and her ways and her style.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Aunt Delicious.
You're welcome.
The fourth topic, learning to let go of the need to be perfect. And I feel like she done hit me on my head with this one.
Mm-hmm. You see, I can't let go of that because, you see, perfect doesn't change.
Ooh!
So, I can't let go of shit. I'm going to keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Okay, before we go on to this, that's a beautiful answer. That's a beautiful answer, but
I'm going to need to play this back to know what I just said.
Mm-hmm, shit, I can't even remember, but I know it was something good. She said, learning to let go of the need to be perfect. That comes back down to one of the other topics that we mentioned. If I see myself as being perfect in the way I treat others,
mm-hmm.
or in, you know, just the way I converse and communicate with other people, how do I teach myself that is wrong unless somebody says to me, Effie, that ain't right?
Okay.
You know?
Nobody needs to break down your spirit like that, Effie.
Mm-hmm.
Being perfect and being the best version of yourself is totally different.
Ooh.
Things. So you are never perfect to everybody, mm-hmm. because that is a 10 out of 10. So 10 out of 10 people got to agree with what you are doing, agree with what you're saying, agree with how you look, everything about you. But when you're doing your best, not everybody is necessarily going to be, because you see, when you're perfect, that will shatter you.
Yes.
Now, I'm not getting a 10 out of 10. But when you're doing your best and somebody says, you know, that wasn't your best, you can say, okay, I'm going to work on it.
Mm.
So that would be my answer to that question over there.
Beautiful, beautiful, Aunt Delicious. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And the last reason, Miss Murray said, learning to let go of not yet. Now, what she meant with this is, So, for example, you're in a relationship with somebody, right?
First of all, thank you so much for making me feel so damn stupid for not understanding the way that she asked that question. Like, over here,
she said, what did she say? Learning to let go of not yet. Okay. Being with somebody, say for example, you're in a relationship with somebody, you say to the person for the first 2 years, I want to introduce you to my mama. He keep on saying to you, not yet. Mm-hmm. So eventually after 2 years, he says, okay, fine. Y'all go on further. Y'all get married or y'all plan to get married. You ask him, so when you gonna ask me to marry you? He says, not yet. Mm-hmm. How do you teach yourself to let go of somebody that cannot tell you then and there? Yeah. You know what? This ABC, that is the time frame. He just says to you, not yet. Is that person stringing you along? Or is that person just not ready?
I would say that person may just not be ready. That person may just not even have been ready to begin with. To start off with that relationship. Mm. If you're gonna let go of somebody like that, it must be because you know what your personal goals and dreams are, and in order to achieve that, is either this person is with me or they're not with me. So if I were to tell somebody, not yet, not yet, not yet, it would mean I'm just a little bit shy, that's it. But I have to do it, and that conversation needs to be had. When are you actually gonna have that conversation? Or like, when is going to be the right time for you to meet my parents? When are we going to do that? You're going to need to say, if you can't meet them by then, I'm not giving you an ultimatum, but I mean, it's been 2 years, you haven't met them. What is your intentions with me? I have my goals that you know of. And we say that we're going to share that together. I'm big on family. If you cannot do that, then we're not going to waste any more of each other's time. It's going to be hard again. You know, it's easy for me to say this now, but we need a situation totally different. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aunt Delicious, and what a beautiful question or topic to end on. So before we end this episode, let's just go over these five topics again that was brought forward by Sharon Murray. She said there's five ways to let go. The first one was letting go of taking things personally. Ooh, babies. Number two, learning to let go of what other people think. Number three, learning to let go of being something you are not. Number four, letting go of the need to be perfect. And learning to let go or stay with the not yet. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today. I want to say thank you to you again, Aunt Delicious, for coming through on season 2. It was wonderful having you here.
It was a pleasure being here, baby.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Delicious. So, babies, y'all know how we end off every episode. Whether you're laying on your bed, listening to me in your earphones, you might even be in your car with me on the surround sound. Or in the grocery or liquor store doing your monthly or grocery shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Say it with me, Aunt Delicious. Y'all be blessed.